This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our study of the book of Isaiah, I'd like to focus the next few days on chapter 40. It presents truth that could comfort us and that we can use to comfort others. This is how the chapter begins. "Comfort, comfort my people," says the Lord. God provides comfort to human hearts that are hurting and troubled by the circumstances in which they find themselves. How do you comfort others? You begin by finding God's comfort for yourself. Then share with others how you found it. First, help them get a proper understanding of man. Verses 6 through 8 declare that men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. This is a proper assessment of man. Man in his human condition is frail and his life is temporal. It is brief at best. We need to acknowledge this fact. Secondly, help them get a proper appreciation of God. Point out what the prophet says in verse 10, "Here is our God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power and his arm rules for him." God is a God of power and authority. He is also a God of knowledge. He's the one who is adequate to cope with your circumstance. He cannot be compared with anything or anyone else. Though our life is frail and short-lived, God is adequate to make it meaningful. Turn to Him and trust in Him. He will comfort and sustain you.